The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? PetersofKensington.com.au.
Yes, well, let's go to Harley in the United States of America, because all the left-wing headlines everywhere say President Trump is in trouble. Impeachment hearings. Let's hear from Harley, who's infinitely more objective than they are. Harley.
I can tell you that my eyes are crossed. 5 days of this, and I'm done. But I can tell you that today was very, very powerful for the Democrats, because Fiona Hill, who is an important member there in the staffer, so to speak, who was born in the UK, was very, very interesting. She was articulate. And she made her strongest point, saying that Republicans, including the president, are wrong because they seem to think the actors in Ukraine were part of a plan to impact Trump's campaign and since then his administration, when it's really just been Russia. And some of the Republicans are pointing out, well, they're not saying Russia didn't do it. They're saying that Ukraine may have also done it. And so they say, isn't it possible that more than one country had people who worked to impact the 2016 election and since then, perhaps? On the other hand, she also played right into the Democrats' hands, because she said very clearly what is happening right now, what's been happening on Capitol Hill in these last few weeks and since the election, is exactly what Russia wanted to foment. Mm-hmm. Exactly what Russia wanted to do by meddling in the election in the first place with disinformation and misinformation campaigns.
Destabilize.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And it's working. It's working beautifully for them.
Yeah, destabilize. So, mind you, for people who don't really know much about politics in America, and there's a stack of them like here, the whole focus is on Donald Trump. So it doesn't do much for the profile of the Democrats, does it?
No, as a matter of fact, if this falls apart, and it almost surely will, next step will probably be to go to the Judiciary Committee. It's really up to Democrats what to do next. The Judiciary Committee would craft the articles of impeachment, and then the House, led by Democrats, would vote in favor of it. Then it has to go to the Senate. The Senate would hold the actual trial, if there is to be one. And then it'll be a whole different kind of situation, because the Republicans will call all those people that Democrats wouldn't call. And they'll allow full cross-examination, the whole deal, if they decide to go that far. Either that or they'll just say, this thing is ridiculous, and they'll just throw it out.
Absolutely. Just before you go, we will go, just Trump's going to release financial statements, is he?
Well, yeah, he says he's going to do it before the next election.
Right.
He says, I'm clean, and when I release my financial statement, he said sometime prior to the election, it'll only show one thing, that I'm much richer than people even thought, and that's a good thing.
That he knows how to make a quid. Good on you, Harley. Thanks for everything this week. Have a good weekend. See you next week.